You should be reviewing your creators' content every single week. And I actually highly encourage having a call with your UGC creator every week or whoever the person that is making the content for your app. And if it's yourself, then probably talk to someone else on your team and be able to fill in that role as the creator yourself. And the reason I say this is because there are so many companies out there that either outsource their content to a third-party agency or they basically just have somebody in-house creating content, but they don't really check up on them and they just kind of ask how things are going without giving them specific measurables. And so in today's episode, I wanted to highlight how important it is to treat the UGC creator or the creator on your team just like anyone else on your team. And the reason being is because creation and creating content is probably one of the biggest things you can do as an app, because that's essentially how you're going to be driving users. And even if you have users coming in through some other methods, eventually the goal is that content should be your biggest channel because it probably has the most reach out of all the other marketing initiatives that you're trying out. And so what you want to do is organize your UGC creator meetings in a way that you check in on them every single week and you ask them certain things. And here's kind of what I would be asking them. And it's three fundamental questions. First question being, how is progress for this last week? You want to ask them how things were going for the last week, and you want to make sure they bring up numbers. So every time you ask them how progress was, make sure that they have analytics. Make sure that they have the actual numbers going along with last week to track it. And what you want to do as the owner or the team member is check those numbers and cross-check them with the week before. So if you just got started, obviously that doesn't apply. But if you've been doing this, then you want to continuously check those numbers along with the numbers that were provided the week before and the week before that and the week before that. So this will really give you an idea of how things are progressing. And if things are not going upwards, you clearly know that there's something that's not right that's going on in the content. Now, there are going to be times in content where things dip and things don't go super well. It's not always going to be an uphill, downhill. I don't know what the correct word there would be. But essentially, you want to see if there are trends. And looking at a long enough time horizon, you should be able to spot a trend where the content's doing better and better. And if you're not able to see that, then you want to try different things. So that's the first question, right? Is how were things going this week? How have things been going this week? And provided they need to give you numbers on how they were going. The second question is, what can we improve from last week to this week? So this question is really just highlighting, okay, now that you've given me the numbers, what are some things that we can do to make the content better? Because what I've seen is a lot of times creators create the same content every single week, the same content every single day. Sometimes they don't measure the content necessarily because they're just getting paid as a contractor, and nothing wrong with it. It's just like not really in the scope of their work. So it's up to you as the founder or the team member to really probe that and ask them what's been going on. And from there, it's really about how can you improve? And if you ask them this, then they'll probably give you some solutions which they haven't even implemented yet. And it's strange, but I've seen it time and time again. Creators are really smart. They have a lot of great ideas. Sometimes they just don't execute on it because they wait for you as the founder to give them direction. But you want to find the striking balance where you're giving them direction, but you're also asking them for ideas. And so question number two is, how can we improve this content? And they'll give you some ideas. They might be able to actually give you specific implementations in terms of how they can do it. And if they don't come up with anything, then you might as well try to find another creator, because you want to have someone who can actually create creative concepts from their mind. And so that's the second question, is how can we improve this content? So coming to the third question, and this is probably just like wrapping everything up. The third question is, where do we see this content going 3 months from now? And I guess it doesn't have to be 3 months exactly. It could be a month from now. It could be 6 months from now. 3 months is kind of what we've seen as like a good sweet spot. But the reason we ask this question is because we want to know, what does the creator have in mind for the next 3 months? What are their longer term goals? What do they see the content becoming in the future? And what are they really optimizing for? And by asking them this question, they'll be able to give you a roadmap of where they see the content heading in 3 months. And this can either be a good one, or it could be a bad one where they're saying, oh, it's probably going to be repetitive. We're probably not going to see many results. And the key distinction and the key, I guess, like key solution here is, you want to make sure that the creator is as honest and transparent as possible with you. You don't want them to sugarcoat things. You don't want them to mention that the content's going to do well, even though you've seen absolutely no performance increase. You want them to be honest, because if things are not working and they're honest about it, then you know there's something that needs to be changed. And then you can make those changes to actually improve the content system and have your content perform better and ultimately get more downloads. So to recap, guys, three questions I would be asking the creator first, actually, before getting into the three questions. First thing I would be doing is doing a weekly call with the creator. And then the three questions that you want to be asking them. Number one, how is content performed this week provided with analytics? Number two, how can we make the content better for next week? Number three, what is the goal for the next 3 months that we see with this content? Where do we see ourselves going in the future? So really past, present, future is how have things been going? What can we do right now to improve? And then where do we see it going in the future? So that's how I would remember it. And that's what I would be asking the creator on a weekly basis. But that's all we got for you on this episode. If this was helpful, it would mean a lot if you could leave a 5-star review. Don't have any way to really track how you guys see this podcast in terms of how much it's helped you. And if you can really leave a 5-star review, it would mean the world for us. So that's all I got for you guys, and I will see you in the next episode.